This is episode 95 of the Rohit Radio Show, and in this video, I want to talk about how to value a company. A lot of retail investors in India, they don't know how to value a company. So they end up buying a company at some overvalued price, and they wonder, I have invested in a great business, but I am not getting the returns. If you buy a great business at the wrong price, you are not going to get good returns from the market. So in this video, I am going to talk about how I value a company. I have developed my own system based on my readings and my research. This is my own system that I have developed, which I want to discuss here with you. Now, in episode 92 or 93, I guess I discussed a method of valuing a company, but that was for beginners. This is for advanced. If you have spent like 2-3 years in the market, this method is something that might help you. And I want to take an example to illustrate how I'm valuing a company. Remember, you don't need an Excel sheet to value a company. You don't even need a calculator to value a company. I will show you how I value a company without using an Excel sheet, without using a calculator. If you want, you can use it. It will reduce some brain power that you need, but really not required. It's common sense, and I will teach you how in this video. So the first thing that you do is you decide how much return do you want to earn from a company that you have identified, which has a durable competitive advantage, which is what Warren Buffett does. So let's say we identify a company like VST Industries, which has been in business for over 9 decades, which means that they have some competitive advantage in the market. Yes, they have competitors, but the competitors have not been able to kill this business for the past 9 decades. That means the company has been doing something right. So the company has been in business for over 9 decades. It has little or no debt. It has consistent earnings. So let's say that we have identified this company. We have done our qualitative research. We know that this company is likely to do well in the future. Now, how do you value the company? So first, determine how much you want to earn. What is your target return? My target return is 15%, flat 15% compounded annually. The reason why I keep 15% is because 15% compounded annually is like 4x return in 10 years. If you do the compounding, the math is very simple. 15% compounded annually means 4x return in 10 years. That is why I keep 15% as my target return. Now, as of this recording, the total market cap of the company is 5,000 crores, VST Industries, which is a cigarette manufacturer. Now, if I want to make 4x return on my investment, it means that the market cap of VST Industries after 10 years should be 20,000 crore, which is 5,000 crore multiplied by 4, which is 20,000 crore. Now, on that 10th year, if the market cap of the company is 20,000 crore, then its earnings, the pre-tax operating earnings, should be at least 1,000 crore. Let us give it a P multiple of 20, P multiple on pre-tax operating earnings I'm talking about. Let us give it a P multiple of 20 approximately, because 20 is a P multiple that Indian investors are comfortable with. 20, something in the range of 15 to 20 is very common in India. It is not considered overvalued because India is a developing economy. 20 might be considered very high in Western countries because the interest rates are low. In India, 15 to 20, people are used to it. Okay. Let's take a P multiple of 20 in 10 years. So let's say the company is valued at 20,000 crore. So it must be earning 1,000 crore approximately pre-tax operating earnings. So the next question I ask is, what is the company earning today in terms of pre-tax operating earnings? So if I look at the financials, I find that it's roughly around 385 crores something. Let's take 400 crores, okay? So now the company needs to go from 400 crore to 1,000 crore earning so that I can earn 15% on my investment. So going from 400 to 800 requires a 15% growth rate in pre-tax operating earnings over a 10-year period. So If I want to go from 400 to 800 in 10 years, I use the rule of 72, where my required rate of return compounded for the earnings should be 7.2. In other words, my current earnings of 400 crore must grow at the rate of 7.2% so that in the 10th year, my earnings are going to be 800 crore, but we need 1000 crore, right? So we want additional 200 crore. So let's say instead of 7.2, the company grows its pre-tax operating earnings at 8% for the next 10 years compounded annually. So what this means is that if the company can grow its pre-tax operating earnings by 8% for the next 10 years compounded annually, I will reach my target pre-tax operating earnings of 1000 crore. And that 1000 crore, if you put a P multiple of 20 there, my market value will be 20,000 crore. And if I buy the company now at 5000 crore, I get a 4x return, which is 15% compounded annually. So now 8% is the return that I expect from VST Industries. Now the next obvious question is, what has been the past 10 years compounded annual growth rate of pre-tax operating earnings of the company? I look at the data and I find that the company has been growing pre-tax operating earnings by 10%, which means 2% more than what we require, which is great, which means the likelihood that we will make 15% becomes very high now, provided the earnings remain stable and the management does not do anything crazy. As long as the company keeps doing what it has been doing in the past 9 decades, we are comfortably home with 15% return, which is our target return. So we have established the value of the company now. The company seems to be undervalued. This is one aspect. Second aspect is, if you look at the balance sheet of the company hardly has any liability. It has zero debt. It has 1,000 crore of stock and bond portfolio. If you look at VST Industries balance sheet, they have almost 700 to 800 crore invested in liquid mutual funds, another couple of hundred crores invested in government securities. So 1,000 crore is sitting idle. That money is not invested in the business. So the actual market value of the company is not 5,000 crore. It's 4,000 crore, because we are getting 1,000 crore anyways, the value, that's the floor value of the company. Another thing is, the pre-tax operating earnings don't include other income. Now the other income of the company is 100 crore. Let's assign a P multiple of 10 at least to the other income. So that's 100 crore multiplied by 10, another 1,000 crore. So out of adjusted value of 4,000, you deduct another 1,000, because the other income will have some value, right? 100 crore is a lot of money. So I reduce that value, another 1,000 crore from 4,000 crore. So the actual market cap of the company is roughly 3,000 crore, the adjusted market capitalization. So on 5,000 crore, if I'm getting a 4x return, imagine how much return I will be getting if I'm buying the company at 3,000 crore. Buying the company right now is equivalent to buying the company for 3,000 crore market cap, because you have removed the effect of financial investments and the other income. Other income numbers you have to check, because I don't remember whether it was 100 crore or 70 crore. Just check and adjust the valuation accordingly. I'm just taking 100 crore as an example, because I have analyzed a lot of companies and the numbers are, I might get the numbers mixed up. But this is the technique that I'm using to figure out whether the company is overvalued or undervalued, depending on the target return that I am expecting from the company. So I am asking myself, if I want 15% return, my investment should be 4x in 10 years. So if, let's say, ITC has a market cap of roughly 400,000 crore. So if I want 15% return from ITC, the market cap of ITC should be 400,000 crore multiplied by 4. That's a lot of money. To generate that kind of market value, imagine how much pre-tax operating earning ITC must be producing. And to generate that pre-tax operating earning, imagine how much merchandise the company will have to sell 10 years down the line. So huge companies face such a disadvantage But small companies have a lot of room to grow. So it's safe to assume that the company will continue to do what it has been doing in the past 10 years. So this is one way I am valuing a company. Maybe you watch the video again. It might sound slightly complicated, but you start with the current market cap, make it 4x in 10 years. For that market cap, figure out what will be the earnings in 10 years. Look at today's earnings and find out the compounded annual growth rate required. Compare that growth rate with the existing growth rate. If the required growth rate is less and you think the company will continue to do what it has been doing in the past 10 years, then you are home with 15%. If you want to do more adjustments, then you can deduct the financial investments. You can remove the effect of other income, and then you will know at what rate you are buying the company. That might enhance your return. Your return might increase from 15% to maybe 18% compounded annually, which is great, which is a dream of any fund manager. Thank you so much.